Now, for those who aren't into sports, it can be tough to understand the frenzied enthusiasm of Eagles fans, and that's where our next story comes in. As the Birds close in on the Super Bowl, WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron found that this moment has become a lot bigger than football for a lot of people. It's become a way to reconnect with family and honor those who did not live to see this year's big game.
When Matt Stamen scored tickets to the NFC Championship in Philadelphia, he wanted to take his grandfather. And so on his way to the game, he grabbed a little funeral card propped against the family television.
He kept it in my pocket the entire time, and it felt like he was there with me.
Stamen's grandfather, Bill Santangelo, died 18 months ago. Santangelo's parents had abandoned him during the Great Depression. He bounced through foster homes, and in the Eagles, he found a lifelong distraction.
It kind of seemed like that was his one escape from reality.
He passed that escape down to his grandsons. For more than half a century, the Eagles have been a family passion and a way to mark the passage of time.
It's something that comes back every year. You know, every September, every August, there's the Eagles. You know how they are to this town. It's a part of life.
The team last won a championship in 1960, before it was even called the Super Bowl. That's 58 years of births and deaths, now wrapped up in this potentially triumphant moment.
They're bigger than just the 3 hours of the sporting event.
Stan Stevenson's family has owned season tickets dating back to the 1960s. He and his 79-year-old dad still go to games.
He would tell me all the old stories about Tommy McDonald, who was his absolute favorite, and Chuck Bednarik.
On Sunday, he'll be savoring time with his pops and thinking about his grandma, a passionate fan who died years back. And if the Eagles win?
I think I'll cry a little bit. I really do.
Matt Stamen thinks he'll shed a tear, too.
It sounds stupid, but when you really think about it, it's not. You know, it's an extension of your family. It's more than just a game.
On Sunday, a lot of people will stop and watch a football game. For themselves, but also for the people who can't watch it with them. Avi Wolfman-Aaron, WHYY News.